This recording, Jamaica 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That era was much nearer for her and to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The vet implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owners, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive. Either 5 or 6 minutes, the cost of the penicillin. "I can imagine paying so much. But Miss, I can't, sorry, I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I live in the rural section of Jamaica. Well, the accent and language in the rural section in where I live is different from the urban section in where I'm staying right now. I have a friend by the name of Torian. She lives in the urban section in Kingston. She speaks different, in which sometimes you can hear the different accent and sometimes her calling of words may be a little bit different from mine. Sometimes I am often laughed at because of what they say I speak country. Well, in rural Jamaica, most persons speak different with their accent and such because of their language and how they were brought up. Are their status helps them to speak that way.